Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Kama, Daf Samaches. Speaking of Samazanima, Beis Bara, bottom of the page. Five letters up for the bottom. The next part of the Mishnah, first word. That is that if you have number one, God of number one, and God of number two. So number one goes and steals, and then number two steals from number one. He does not have to pay Kefel, the double. The double you have to pay. Amarav, that's only you talking about if number two stole from number one. Remember, there's God of number one. There's the original owner, then there's God of number one, God of number two. You got to hold cup because I'm going to use this the whole way through. So God of number one goes and steals. God of number two steals from number one. Number two does not have to be kefil. When is that true? Says Rav, lo shanu ela lifnei yis. That's only talking about if except for a case where it's before yish. That means the original owner did not give up hope yet, so therefore it still belongs to him. So when he goes and he steals it, number two is not stealing it from the Baal, he's stealing it from number one, and it didn't belong to him. And we know that Kefil is only steal from that original person. After he gives up hope, if the original owner gives up hope, then he says to number two, then Kanu Garavishon, number one is Kone, through his stealing it, and Veganav Sheni Mishalim Tashlumei Kefil Garavishon. He has to pay Kefil to the Garavishon that belongs to him. Amar Rav Shei Shes. Then we're going to come and ask a Kasha. We're going to ask a whole series of Kashas trying to get rid of Rav over here. But now he's number one. Is Amar Rav Shei Shes. Amina Ki Naim Mishach of Rav Amar La Shmaita. He must have been saying this when he was asleep because he wouldn't have said such a Zach. The Tanya, we're looking at a Braisa. Amar Rav Akiva. Why is it that the Torah tells us that if someone goes and steals something and then they shecht it or they sell it, then they have to pay either four or five the amount of that they stole or they shecht it that they took? Because they were rooted in sin. Rashi says, "Asa shar shrushin, klomin is chazek." Because now they're like very entrenched, the idea of Avera. Amos, now, when this din of Rabbi Kiva, when did the Ganav steal it in his circumstance? Elaim, Alifneosh, if you want to say that he sold it before the original guy gave up hope, beep, turn the page. Samaches, mi ika nishtarish, then you have. Is there here a rooting that's going on over here? There were no roots that were put down over here. And why is that so? Says Rashi, Mika Nishtarish, Hollo Ahanu Maisav, Dishino Rishus. All the thing happened here is Dishino Rishus. Number one, took it from the original owner. So now it's no longer in the owner's Rishus. It's now in number one's Rishus. But at that stage, when he goes ahead and now there's no yes that happens yet, Lekalaman Daman Kami, the Kani, there's nobody says that he was Kona at that state. So there's no rooting it even any deeper if there isn't even owning it. Ela la'achiyush. It must be talking about a case where the Ganav then sold it after the original guy gave up hope. And then when he sold it after he gave up hope, now it's considered like a full-fledged theft. If Shina Rishus, it says Rashi, Dahanu Maisav, Dahashta Kani Lokeach, Bitarti Yush Vishin Rishus. There's two things that happen in order for him to now actually take possession of this thing. Now, like Rav said, Yish is Kona. If you really want to say that Yish is going to be Kona, then Amay Mishalim Tishlumei Arba V'Chamisha. Why is it the guy to be four and five at all? Shalohu Tovech, Shalohu Mocher. It's his that he's shechting, his that he's selling, because at the time it becomes his possession, now it's all fall on his. What's going on? Amri, so they answered, Kedama Rava. Like Rava says, Mepnei Shashana Bechet. What does it mean? The reason why he paid four and five is because of the fact that he became Shana Bechet, he repeated it, and by repeating it becomes part of Rashi. The Olam Lefnei Yish is before Yish happens. V'afal pi d'lo ahanu maisav mechayiv, even though his actions don't help him, he's still going to be chayiv. So Hachanam, Mepnei Shashana Bechet, we went ahead and he entrenched himself in doing that vera by continuing on. By actually selling it, then that's going to be the reason why he's chayiv. So Rav is still alive. Toshima, let's try again. According to Rav, who says that Yish alone is going to affect an acquisition for the Ganav. Toshima, utvacho umecharo. The pasuk says, and this is the pasuk which is discussing paying arba v'chamisha. When it discusses the ideas, it says that if they go, they steal and they shecht it or they sell it. Ma tavicha sheino chazeres. Just like the tvicha, the shechting, is talking about that it's not going back to what it was, it's shechted and finished. Af mechir shenu chazer, so too the selling has to be done in a way that it's not going to go back. Amos. Then when exactly did this ganav go ahead and make the sale? That it actually is going to work and it's not going to be able to be chozer. You're not able to go back on it. Elim of Neyush, if you want to say it was before there was Yish done, Amai in Chazer. So why can't it go back? There's no Yish, so it should be that the guy gets it right back. Elo le'achiyush. Talking about a case when Yish already happened. So in that case, by the time the guy, the thing was stolen, came to the possession of the one who bought it, you know, the one who bought from number one, it's now you have Yish and Shina Rishus, and therefore that person owns it. These like a daitich Kanye, if you want to say that the ganav gets it just from Yish, Amay Mishalem Arba V'Chamisha, why would you pay 4 or 5? Shelo Tavich, Shelo Hu Mocher. Again, he's shechting and selling the thing that now belongs to him. Ever the Gemara Kedamer of Nachman, like Rav Nachman says, Prat Shehikna L'Shloshem Yom. When the Brisa says that one's going to be chayiv only for a type of sale that can't be, that's not going to go back, what it means is to exclude a sale that's a limited time only, meaning it's talking about where the sale said it's going to be only for 30 days. So Hachanami here also, Prat L'Shehikna L'Shloshem Yom. But we ain't done on the Rava drive. Here we go. Meisvei, another kash against Rava from a Braisa. Ganav uba acher ganava. Let's say you have number one goes and steals, and then another one, number two, comes and steals from number one. Harishon Masham Tishlumi Kefel. Number one pays Kefel. Vasheni Yena Masham Ela Karamavad. Number two only pays Karen, exactly what he stole. Says Rashi, Leganav Rishon to number one. Dechsev, Veganav mi Beisayish. And that's not what happened over here, right? So Shani only pays that. Ganav u'machar, let's say one steals and then he sells it. So number one steals, then he sells it. U'ba'achar ganavo, and then another one comes and he stole it from the buyer. So we have number one, a buyer, and number two. So number one sells it to buyer, and number two comes and steals it from that buyer. Harishon, the first one, number one, Ganav number one goes and he pays Mishalim Tashlumi Arba V'Chamisha, pays 4 and 5. Vashini Mishalim Tashlumi Kefal, he pays Kefal to the buyer. Because now that's just straight up belongs to that guy. Rashi comes in, he says, Ganav U'machar, Kanye Lokech B'Shini Rishos. That guy was Kona with Shini Rishos. Hilkach Shini Mishalim Kefal Lokech. He now has to pay to him Kefal. Ganav V'Tavach, let's say you have one guy steals and then he shechs it. And then another one comes and steals it, that the dead body from the, you know, this shechted body from the number one. So number two steals from number one. Harisha Misham Tashlumi Arba V'Chamisha. Vashini Inu Misham Tashlumi Kefal Ela Karamavad. All he pays is Karen. Gemara is going to ask why he would pay only Karen over here. What's going on? It says Rashi, Lekaman Parach. Amai Lo Mishalim Kefal. Hakanya Ganav Rishon Bishini Maisa. The first one, when he shechs it, that's a serious shina right there. Therefore, it should be belongs to him. Therefore, he should have to be paying. That the Gemara is going to deal with. Katani Mia Mitziyasa, but yet nonetheless, we found in the middle case that Ganav U'machar, if someone steals, number one steals, and then he sells it. U'ba'achar U'gunavo, and number two goes ahead. And then he steals it from the buyer. Harisha Misham Tishlumi Arba V'chamisha V'shin Misham Tishlumi Kefel. Amos. Now, when exactly did he steal it? Ilim Elifnei Yosh, if you want to say that he stole it. Before the guy was Miyayesh. Then Shani, Amay Misham Tishlumi Kefal. Why would number two pay the buyer, that interim buyer guy, Kefal? Shina Rishus below Yish, Miika Laman Damer Dekani. If guy, the original owner, was never Miyayish, then do we say that when that second buyer goes and he takes it, that it's actually considered acquired? Of course not. Alapshita Lach Yish, we have to be talking about a case that it was after Yish had occurred. And the Braisa says that the first one has to pay 4 or 5 for selling it. Visaka daitech yeish kona. But hold on 1 second. If you say that yeish actually is kona, amay misham tashlumi arba v'chamisha, why would he pay 4 or 5? Dideu dezabin. It's his that he went ahead and he sold because he got it by person going and giving up hope. Question of Rav. Visu, and furthermore, the katani reisha. When the reisha says that ganav u'ba'achu ganavo, that if, let's say, if Ganav number one, and then you have another one comes, Ganav number two seals for the first Ganav, Rishon Misham Tashlumi Kefal, Vashena Ein Misham Ela Karen, all the pieces Karen, Michti, hold on. La'achi Yish Kamina, we're talking about a case that it's after Yish, where the guy gave up hope already. And V'isakadaitach yeish kona, and if you want to say that giving up hope is actually going to be kona, so then sheni amai inu v'shalem ele karen. Why is a sheni only pay karen? The first one was kona through the guy giving up hope, so therefore he should have to go ahead. Now he took it from the actual owner. He should have to pay kefil. Elav shmamino yeish lo kani. Must be that you see for me yeish is not kona. If kasha the rav, if it's a kasha against the rav. Rava, Vitisbra. I mean, come on. This whole thing is a bit messed up over here. Vitisbra hamitaratztahi. Do you think that this whole thing actually makes sense? The wording actually works? Ela de katani seifa. Then how are you going to explain the seifa, the last part of the braisa, that when it says, ganav umachar, if somebody steals and then shechs the animal, and then you have a second one who comes along, the god of number two, comes and steals from number one. Rishon mishalem teshlumi arbav chamisha. V'sheni inu mishalem el karen. You only pay his karen. Umiyika lamad damer shina maisa lo kani. Why would you only pay the karen? Is it true? Miyika lamad damer shina maisa is not going to be kone. Of course he should. So what comes out? What comes out that this whole thing is really off. Therefore, you don't necessarily have a kasha on Rav per se. You have a kasha on everything. Ella liolam kule lefi lefnei yush. Rather, we switch it around and we say that there's the girsa here is a little bit off. The entire thing is talking about before the original owner actually gave up hope. Ve'efach seifa lemitziosa. And you have to switch the din of the last case to the middle one. Which is also seifa in the middle one to the last one. Ve'emachi, and say the following. Ganav umachar, if somebody stole, and then he sells the animal that he stole. Uba'achar gunavo, and then another one comes and he steals it from the one who bought it. Harishon mishalem teshlumi abar v'chamisha. And the second one, Rashenu enu mishalem karen, he only pays karen. Why? Yishini rishus below yeyush lo kani. If you have shini rishus without any yeyush, then there's no kenyan that happens. So the 4 and 5 happens because that's the din. When you steal from someone, you shecht it. And the fact that the second guy only has to pay the karen is because there's no kefil because he didn't steal from the original owner, from the one who owns it. Gana v'tavach. Let's say somebody steals and shechs the animal. Ba'acher ganavo. So number one steals and shechs. Number two, ba'acher ganavo. Number two comes and he steals from him. Arishon misham tishum ha'bar v'chmisha. He pays 4 or 5. Asheni mishalim tishlubi kefil. The second one, he pays kefil. The kanya b'shina maisa, because the first one acquires it through shinoi maisa. Therefore, the first guy is considered the actual owner. The second one has to now pay kefil on it. Therefore, it's not a kash and rav anymore. However, Rav Papa doesn't buy it. He comes and he says, no. He says, Rav Papa amar li'olam lo tepach. Really, you don't have to go and switch the shitas over here and you can still make it work. Seifa, because the seifa, the case where it says the second ganav number two, who stole it after the first one had shechted it, is going to be putter for paying kefil. Who's that going like? Beishamehi. Da'amri shinai bimkoma omet. He's of the opinion, we saw this a few blad ago, that when there's a change, that something gets ganavd, stolen, and then there's a change that happens, it still remains in its original place, meaning it remains by the original owner, and the ganav doesn't get it. Says Gemara, Iachi kasha reishu mitziyasa l'rav. If that's really true, that we're not pulling a move then, the first case in the middle one is going to be a kasha on rav. So says Gemara, Amarav Zvid, Liolam Kula Lifnei Yish. Really, everything is before Yish ever happened. V'hachamai Eskinan, what are we talking about over here? Shenis Yahushua Bailim below Keach. We're dealing about a case that the Bailim gave up hope of ever getting it back from the original owner, gave up hope of getting it from the buyer. The guy stole it and then sold it to somebody, but never give up from the God of himself, and therefore it's considered yish from the second buyer to the second ganav, but not to the first one. So the original one has to pay ganav number one, has to pay 4 or 5 because he never gave up for hope from him, but the second ganav was stole from the second buyer, you know, the buyer over there has to pay kefil because they did give up hope from that one, from the getting it from the buyer, and therefore the second guy has to pay kefil
to the buyer.
And don't try to pull a move over here. Velo tema mishum debein and yeosh vishine rishus. Don't say, oh, just the opposite. The reason the Braisa is going to give this example of the other ganav being chayev to this, then the first one is because we need to have yeosh and shine rishus in order for it to work. Ela filu biyeosh lichudei nami kari gavi. Ganav, even just yeosh itself, is going to be kari gavi gav. Ela delo mishkachas to mishalme tervayu ganav rishon. But the only way you're going to end up having that both are going to have to pay is in this type of situation where the original one did not give up hope to the first one while it's still in possession of the first Ganav, but only when it was in the second Ganav's hands.
Let's
say if a Ganav goes ahead, Ganav number one goes and he sells the thing before the original guy gave up hope. If Nachman number five is going to be chayv to pay 4 and 5. If Sheish is on Mepater, he's not going to have to pay 4 or 5. Rav Nachman Amri says that is a mechayev mecharo or amarachmana. The Torah says that he sells it. Ha'azabin, he sold it. Lo shna lefnei yosh, lo shna achri yosh. I don't care if it's a free yosh or it was done after yosh. He's got to do it. Rav Sheish is amar pater, he's pater. Because chiyuve la'achri yoshu. The chiyuv is only after yosh. Tahani ma'isa, ma'isav. Where the ganav's actions actually do something. Meaning they make it now that it's actually stolen from him. Of Alephneus, before years, the Lani Maisev actions don't do anything. Lo Mechayev is not going to be Chayev. Do me the Tvicha binyan. Because there has to be something similar to Tvicha, to slaughtering Dahanu Maisev, that his actions actually affect a big change. Rav Sheshes now goes and backs himself up where he's getting it from. I'm Rav Sheshes. We know, I mean, we don't know this from. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Remember, Rav Sheshes is one who says that you're going to be Potter. If you're Mocher before Yish, you're going to be Potter. The time we learned in a Braisa, I'm Rav Yakiva. Maybe the Malam Matar, Tavach, Amach, Mishal, Mabach, Mishal, Wise, he was made 4 or 5, in Pleshin, Ishtarish, Beh. Because he's rooted in sin. Amos, now when is it that he sold? When does the Ganav sale? When exactly did the sale go through? Elam Elfneiyush, if you want to say we're talking about the case before the guy who does Miyayish, Miyakin Ishtarish, then there's no Nishtarish anymore because he never had it to be Nishtarish in it. Elalav Lachiyush, it must be talking about it was after Yush it happens. As the Gemara, not a Raya, Amarav Elfneiyush, Shana Bechait. We could just say that rooted in sin means because he repeated himself, rooted in his affair, not because of the fact that he actually got ownership over it. Now, Rav Nachman had said he was of the opinion that if a ganav goes and sells it before Yish, it's going to be Chayav 4 or 5. Toshima, Zog the Gemara, Utvacho Umachro. It says Tavichu Machar, Ma Tavicha Shenu Chazer. It's just like the case of Tavicha of Shechting. The pasuk's talking about is one that's not going to go back to what it was because it shechted. After Chir Shenu Chazer, so to a sale, it's not going to come back. Emas, when does it happen? E Leim Lefnei Yosh. If you want to say that it is before Yosh, if you want to say that he ended up selling the animal before Yosh. If you want to say we're talking about, in fact, before Yish, Elim, Elfnei Yish, he sold it before the guy was Miyash, the first guy. Amayenu Chazeres, then why shouldn't it go back? Ela L'Acha Yish, he's talking about after there's Yish. Ushma Minach, Yuva L'Acha Yishu. And it comes out that what? This 4 or 5, the Arba V'Chamisha of selling this stolen thing, is stolen animal, is going to be only after there is Yish. Says Gemara Tirgum of Nachman. Of Nachman goes and explains as follows: Prat l'chashehikna lo l'shloshim yom. Same we said before that this doesn't mean that it's the Braisa says that it's only you're going to be chayav for a sale that doesn't go back. It doesn't mean excluding something that's going to go back because it's not going to actually work, but rather what's excluding. It's excluding a sale that goes back because of the fact that we said that it's only for 30 days. Says Gemara, Va'af Rabbi Elazar, Savar Chiyuv Alach HaYishu. And Rabbi Elazar also, he holds that the God of having to pay Arba V'Chamish is for selling an animal is specifically after Yish. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi says, beep, turn the page. Samachas, Omer Bais. Teida. You got to know. You gotta know. Shastam Geneva Yeish Bailam Hu. The general case of Geneva is that the person gives up hope of ever having to get it, of ever gonna be able to get it back. Sharei Amr Torah, Tavach Machar, the Torah tells us that Tavach Machar, Mishalim Tashlumi Abav Chamisha,
But why should it be? Maybe the guy didn't give up hope, and therefore it's not even a sale. So because we say that Stam Yish is that's the case, and therefore the Torah is going to say that the sale is actually going to work. And you pay 4 or 5. Says the Gemara, but who says, V'dilma afalgav delo yash? Maybe what Rabbi Loz is saying is that even when a person's not me, I'm still going to pay 4 and 5. And, to pay 4 and 5, even when that's the case, and the sale actually is no good. And for the Gemara, Amri lo sakadai, because you wouldn't have thought that, because dumi the tvicha has got to be similar to tvicha, ma tvicha, dahani myself, that the action actually helps to make it allows the sale to go through, the theft to go through. Af mechira dahanu myself has to be that the mechira also is going to make that the theft goes through. V'ilifnei yish, and if it's before yish actually occurs, then mayahanu, how is it going to help and actually make it work? But now again, we try to attack this idea that Rabbi Lozer is saying that the Arba v'Chamish is going to work, goes through for selling. Was that show you that the Geneva generally means that the person gave up hope? For Dilma de Shamina de Yayish. Maybe we're talking about the case where I actually heard that he is Mayayish. And we don't assume it. Amri looks like a dietech, dummy, that tvicha, like shechting, ma tvicha, altitox, or shechting. It's immediately from the time it happens, considered Geneva. From Chiral altitox, that's immediately also, even before we hear the person was Mayayish and he gave up hope. Rabbi Yochanan says, he doesn't like this over here. Rabbi Loza is trying to pull a move over here that when it says that it's selling, that it's talking about a sale that only works, that it's gonna make this that it's acquired and therefore the Geneva actually goes through. Rabbi Yochanan, Geneva benefesh tochiach. Geneva benefesh literally means stealing a soul, which means kidnapping. Kidnapping is going to show you that the Ganav is going to be chayev for selling this animal, even if the sale doesn't work, she'ein yeish bailim v'chayev. Because in the case of kidnapping, there's no yeish bailim, but the ganav is still going to be chayev for going ahead and stealing and selling his person he stole. Rashi says, "Agonev nefesh u'macharo ein kan yeish she'enu mityayish al atzmo rachmana chayve afagav delo ahanu ma'isav." Even though it doesn't help, says Gemara. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan is going to say that this idea of a sale is showing even one that doesn't create some sort of kinyan clearly shows that Rabbi Yochanan holds that a ganav who sells the animal that he stole before yish is going to be chayev 4 or 5. L'acher yish mai, what's going to be then after yish, after he gave up hope? Rabbi Yochanan says chayev. If the ganav goes and he shechs or he sells this animal, after he gives his miyayish, he's going to be chayiv to pay arba v'chamish. Mishlokei shomer pater, this is going to be pater. Rabbi Yochanan chayiv chiyuve bein lefnei yish bein lachir. This chiyuv is whether before or after. Rabbi Yochanan mishlokei shomer pater chiyuv lefnei yish. It's only before yish. Aval acher yish kana, he acquired it. V'shalo dover v'shalo mocher. It's his thing that he's dealing with, and therefore he shouldn't have to. He doesn't have to pay it. Now Rabbi Yochanan comes against Rish Lakish. Eishri Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Gana v'hikdish v'achar kach tovach. Let's say he steals it, and then he's makdis it, and then he shechs it. Mashalim tishon v'kefel, it's v'kefel. V'enam sham tishon v'abai v'chmish, it's v'4-5. Amos, when was he makdis it? And then shlecht it. Ilim l'fnei yosh, if you want to say that he did it before yosh, mikadosh, does it actually work, the being makdis it? Ish ki yakdish is beso kodesh, shomer echon. The Pasuk says, if you're makdis something, it belongs to you. Right, so ma beso shelo, af kol shelo, it's got to be yours. Elo pshit l'ach yosh, we're talking about this after yosh. V'tayma, the hikdish who, the enum mishalim, to shlumi abav v'chamisha. The chi katavach, the hikdish katavach. And the reason... All right, and the reason he doesn't pay 4 and 5 is because he's makdis this animal, d'chi katavach d'hektish katavach. So when he actually shechting it, he shechting it belongs to hektish. Aval lo hektish, but he wasn't makdis it, tavach, and then he shechted it, mesham t'shumai v'chomish, he would pay 4 or 5. V'yisakadai t'chi yish kona, maybe say yish is kona, my mesham, but you have to even pay. Shalo t'vech, shalo v'mocha, he was doing something that belongs to him, so why should he have to deal with that? So Mishlokish says, oh, Kasha Mishlokish. Amarlei says back, Hachamai Skin, we're talking about Kagon Sheik, the Yeshua Bailam, Biad Ganav. We're talking about a case where the original owner was Makdish it while still in the hands of the Ganav. That's what, that does work. Rashi says, the Olam of Neyush, it's really before Yush, takes effect. Umi Kadosh, Would this work? Can the original owner be makdish it when it's not in his possession? If someone goes and steals and he's not makdish, he doesn't give up, he's not yush, both of them are able to be makdish it. The Ghana because it doesn't belong to him. Because it's not in his rishus right now. They said back, who da amar kitsnuin? Rish Lakish is going according to the tsnuin, the tsanua ones. We're gonna see coming up that the time we looked at a Mishnah by Kerem Revoy. That is the fourth year of Orla. Hatsnua Minichin Samos, the ones that are Sanua, they put down the coins. That means these are the righteous ones who wanted to prevent other people doing a virus, and they had the fourth year vineyard. And they were worried that people were going to come by and eat them outside of Yerushalayim without, being poed to them. That va'omim kol nilkat mizeim chulal al moseilon. They're going to say whatever was picked from this vineyard is going to be deconsecrated onto these particular coins in order to save the people. So the Gemara again, kasha and Rish Lakish v'arei chazer karen labailim. But the Mishnah is talking about where the owner is makdish the animal. So why does it say that the ganav is going to pay kefel? Let him just return the actual thing itself. And for the Gemara, Kishamad Bedin, we're talking about where the ganav was brought to court before he was makdish it. Rashi points out that the edim came, and the court says the ganav is going to be hired to pay kefel before the owner was able to go on to be makdish it. Hechidami. If the judges said go and pay him, right, then my area hikdash. Why are we talking about this case where he's maktashit? Afilu lo hikdash nami lo lechayve. Even if he wasn't maktashit, even if he wouldn't maktashit, we should also say that the ganav is not going to be chayiv. The Amar Rava, so Rava says say tainlo. They say go and pay him, tavachu machar, and then he goes and he shachs it or he sells it. Then Potter, he's not going to be chayv to pay 4 or 5. My time, it came into Paskul and Milsay, but since they gave their din, and then he did it, Havali Gazlan, this person now becomes a Gazlan. He's doing this straight out of the open. But Gazlan, that guy doesn't pay 4 or 5. Beep, turn the page. But let's say they said you have to be paying him. The Tavach Machav doesn't Misham Tzumah Rav Chamisha. My time I came with the low Paskul Milsay, since they actually didn't give their psak at that particular case. Akati Ganav, who is still considered a state of a Kanav. So now, because Rish Lakish is talking about a case where he says go and pay him. So if that's the case, why would the Mishnah say to go and pater the Ganav from the 4 or 5 because it was Mukdash? Says Gemara, Lo Tzricha. When does he say that it's needed to say that? Da'amalei Chayev Atelitano, where they say to him, you have to pay him. So if the Baal, the owner, didn't makdish this animal, then the Ganav was going to be Chayev to pay 4 or 5, only because he actually makdish it, and then you're not Chayev to do such a thing when you shechted it or you sold it. That we're going to say is going to be pater also from this 4 or 5 as well. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.